Good morning. This is the City Council work session. It's June 26th. Present today is Matt Brower, City Manager, John McLeod, City Councilman, Mayor Kent Nguyen, Councilman Daniel Owen, Councilwoman Mary Sue Rich, and Councilman Jay Musley is out today. And I am Councilwoman Susie Heimbachel. We have I'm going to turn it over to Matt Brower for an update on the storm, and then we'll go into the capital improvement plan.
Thank you, Council President. As you probably know through communications I've provided over the last couple of days, Tropical Storm Debbie has kept staff jumping quite a bit. And I first want to publicly acknowledge my staff for going above and beyond the call of duty the last few days. Public Works, Stormwater, Electric in particular, have been hopping, working around the clock, trying to make sure that we address the critical issues, minimize damage, and of course, engage in the cleanup and doing that as quickly as possible. So to my compliments to each and every one of you for a job well done. I want to take just a moment and invite a couple staff members to come up and report on the things that we've done, as well as some of the flooding that's taken place, some of the damage that's taken place. By first inviting Sean Lanier to come on up, who is our Public Works Director, and provide the first report.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sean Lanier, Director of Public Works. Just wanted to give the council an update on the status of the storm and what led up to the storm. Before events took place, coming into the weekend on Friday, we knew that we were going to be expecting a lot of rainfall, and we were starting to receive a little bit of precipitation. So we, or Public Works and Stormwater Division in particular, we pre-pumped all of the ponds, especially concentrating on the DRAs that were troubled areas in the past, for example, Heritage Hills, down to the minimum volume that we keep getting down to, so that we made room for any incoming rain. So we took those necessary precautions going into the weekend. We also had auxiliary pumps posted at all of the locations where the known trouble areas where we knew we'd probably have to be to pump down water to, because it wouldn't perk out fast enough. Heritage Hills is one of those areas that we had a staged auxiliary pump. The other area is like Cameo Pond, which is behind Silver City across from the golf course there on SR 40. We staged pumps and then pumped it down, and then we had crews come in on the weekend and they continually monitored the pumps, and we basically ran them all weekend throughout the storm, even on Sunday. We had some localized flooding, you know, that occurred at Heritage Hills and SR 40 on Monday morning and Sunday evening. We had crews that were in starting Sunday night, 11 o'clock, as well as the continually running the pumps. We set up all the pumps we had. Same time, we called Rain for Rent, and we got three additional pumps from Lakeland and got those out to Heritage Hills Monday morning, pumping that down as it continued to receive flood water from the storm. We've also, last night, we called Hertz Rentals in Orlando and had six inch pumps delivered at midnight last night, and those were deployed. And we've still got three that we're deploying, but we've got like four pumps at Heritage Hills and then two or three at Cameo. As of now, Heritage Hills is way down below its banks. It's about 10 foot below the bank elevation pump down, and then Cameo's down probably about 4 feet and is still subsiding. But we've got crews that will rotate through because Debbie will be here all through the rest of the week. We expect rainfall intermittently, different levels, and so we've got a crew on rotation basically 24/7 to monitor those pumps and to continue pumping. And instructions right now is to keep them as low as we can get it. So we're going to get the ponds down to where they're, we've got capacity back and ready for the next one. And so we've basically done everything we can to maximize our existing system. Did everybody hear me?
You want to repeat that?
No, could you start over? I didn't hear a word you said.
I don't know if I could repeat it back to you.
Is there any questions for Mr. Lanier?
Next, I'd like to, most of you probably heard that the governor has declared a state of emergency, and so I'm going to have Cindy Kelly speak to the city's preparations for preparing the necessary paperwork to recover some of our costs.
Yes, the governor has declared a state of emergency. There's some protocols that the federal government would have to do. The president would have to declare a state of emergency for us as well in order for us to be able to seek FEMA reimbursement. So we're waiting to see if that's going to take place. In the meantime, we are actively tracking costs, keeping track of overtime and all the expenditures that are going along with the storm effort, so that if and when we are able to seek reimbursement, you know, we'll have that documentation available. In the event that the federal government does not declare us and we cannot seek reimbursement, we will still aggregate that information so that we can report to council what the expenditures were related to the storm event.
Mr. Allen.
And that number so far, I mean, 2 weeks ago we sat right here, we're talking about budget of having reserves in the event of, God forbid, something, and then here we sit. We have like a last 48 hours of receipts. What kind of number are we talking about?
We haven't aggregated them yet. We're because it's going to be mostly in personnel costs over time and then some rentals for equipment. So we'll probably know better, you know, towards the first payroll what type of overtime we incurred across the city.
Okay.
But we can provide council with an estimate.
There was some private property damage. Four homes at Heritage Hills were underwater. We had the commercial cameo across Muni that was also impacted. The storm also brought about a series of sinkholes at Four Ranch that is threatening two structures. It is not threatening any city infrastructure. And it's also my understanding there's been a series of other sinkholes throughout the city. For example, out by the Kmart Distribution Center that have also come about. I can report to council that staff remains prepared and ready to continue dealing with the rainfalls. As Sean indicated, we are trying to create capacity as fast as possible in the event the rain volume should increase. Staff remains prepared. We'll keep staff roving at night, keeping them in tune to areas that are prone to flooding. I think we stand prepared to handle whatever Mother Nature might throw at us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll move on to the capital improvement plan.
That is correct. I'm going to turn the time over to our budget and finance office, Cindy Kelly, who's going to lead us our discussion today on the capital improvement plan.
Thank you. Cindy Kelly, Deputy Director, Office of Budget and Finance. This is the second workshop of the many workshops we will have over the summer. Today's workshop is going to deal with our replacement, renewals, and our capital improvement plan. This is the workshop schedule. There has been a change to the workshop schedule. On July 10th, the workshop is moved to 3:00 in the afternoon instead of 11:30. So we just want to remind council and the public that that workshop will be at 3 p.m. versus the normal 11:30 work session time, and that's due to the holiday on the 3rd. After that workshop is the enterprise on the 24th, our preliminary budget presentation on the 7th, and then the two public hearings that will follow in September. And we will know those dates probably the first week or so of July. We'll know when those dates will be. The CIP, just as a reminder for council, is just a plan. It does not constitute an actual appropriation of funds. The appropriation occurs with the budget adoption. So we will be including items in today's funding plan based upon actual adoption by council, you know, within the actual budget. During the FY11 budget process, we actually adopted some guidelines, and we are continuing to use those same guidelines. Those have not changed. The three items that make something a capital project are that has a relatively high monetary value, which in this case is greater than $10,000. It has a long life, which is greater than 5 years, and it results in the creation of a capital asset or the revitalization of a capital asset. Included with that above definition, we have several different things that we look at to determine whether or not we're going to include something in the capital plan. So it's obviously the construction of a new facility, if we are remodeling or expanding an existing facility, if we are going to purchase or improve or develop a piece of land, operating equipment and machinery for new or expanded facilities versus just a replacement. Planning architectural engineering costs that are related to a specific capital improvement. For example, we would be building a fire station, there would be planning, architecture, engineering that goes along with that capital project, so it's all together. Any vehicles or other large equipment, some of our enterprises have some very large vehicles like electric and your bucket trucks, fire trucks, very expensive pieces of equipment. Street construction or reconstruction, and then historical considerations in order to be consistent with other future projects. In our CIP, we have 10 things that we evaluate. It's kind of a matrix that we use to kind of score the projects to determine what's going to be included for funding. These are the 10 items that we use. We'll look at the capital costs, the annual costs, which would be your ongoing operating of whatever the capital project is, any environmental health and safety effects, public perception, community, citizen benefit, distributional effects, implementation of the project, certainty of the information supplied, effect on interjurisdictional relationships, city critical objective, and investment by the city. So we look at, you know, multiple facets of a project before we determine whether or not we're going to fund it. With that, we're going to actually look at the funding plan that is proposed for fiscal year 13. We're going to switch over to the actual CIP book, if you will. And the book is broken up by sections. We have broken it out by each functional area in the city. We're going to look at the funding plan itself, which is the spreadsheet. It starts on page 6, Sunny, for your reference. Page 6. Oh, or not. Well, no, a couple more pages. I guess the PDF pages are not the same. Keep going. No, we've gone too far. He went too far. Pardon us while we have technical difficulties. Okay. Can you show that on the full screen? Yeah, you want to just get rid of your thumbnails on the side. There you go. This is the actual capital funding plan. This is a summary of the entire funding plan. Just to give council some orientation as to what the spreadsheet is showing you, across the very top are the fund numbers. As council's aware, we use fund accounting. So each fund is balanced, you know, separately. Underneath the number is the title of the particular funding source. The first line that you see is our total cash balance forward from fiscal year 12. What that is those are the dollars that are going to be remaining in that particular fund at the end of this year. So it's what we estimate to have on September 30 on hand to be able to use to build capital projects in fiscal year 13. If council will recall, our CIP policy speaks to us using money that's already in the bank to pay for projects. So that's where we're getting that number from. So we had money coming into 12. We had revenue received in the current fiscal year, which is your next line, and then which are the two darker greens. Down in the lighter green, total operating allocated funds. The reason you see operating in the CIP plan is we have a few of our funds that are not dedicated solely to CIP. An example of that would be our stormwater fund. Stormwater both operates and builds their CIP out of the same fund. So we take into account any operating funds that are allocated in that particular fund versus what's allocated to CIP, so that we ensure that we don't build more projects and drain the operating and then not be able to have enough operating cash. So that's why you'll see zeros in some funds and operating dollars dedicated in others. And then below that, we have the total dollars that are allocated to actual CIP in the current year. And then we have our revenue forecast for FY13. Those are the dollars that are expected to be earned and be able to be used towards items in 13. For our true capital funds, we don't have any revenue forecast because we do not use current funds to fund current projects. So the funds that you'll see where there's fiscal year 13 revenues are funds that also operate out of there. So we make sure that we have enough revenue to match the operating expense, and anything that rolls to the bottom is available for capital projects. So then we have a line below that that shows the total operating that's allocated within that fund. And then the blue line is what's actually available to do CIP projects in fiscal year 13. So if we go across the columns now, the first column being grants. The grants column is also considered unfunded until we actually have the grant agreement in hand and council has accepted the grant. We don't actually show those in the budget. So those amounts that you see in the grant column, you will not see in the budget unless we've actually received the grant in hand. The majority of projects that are funded by grants would be related to airport and engineering for the most part. The second column is the unfunded amounts column. In that column, you will see things that are related to grant matches. So if we are expecting a grant and there's a match, the match is not funded. So that would show up in the unfunded column. Additionally, things that you will see in the unfunded column are projects that exceeded the available CIP dollars. So those projects show up in a priority listing, but they are unfunded because there was not enough capital dollars available in the current year to fund them. The next column is your other funding non-capital funds. The only thing you'll see in that fund right now is the telecommunications fund. They are not a capital fund. They operate, and most of the money that's programmed there is for their annual fiber buildouts. So we just show it there mostly for because of the dollar amount. And then we go fund by fund after that. So we can cover it however council's pleasure. If you would like to look by functional area and see how much each area has programmed for the fiscal year. At this point, all of our capital funds are balanced. Everything is within policy, so we are not using fiscal year 13 revenues to fund any capital projects in 13. So we are in compliance. We were able to fund the majority of all requested projects. The Community Redevelopment Trust Fund, which is fund number 621, which is on the last page of this spreadsheet, you will not see any projects programmed there as council directed until we decide what direction we're going to take, whether it be with the parking garage or some of the other projects. We don't have anything programmed in that fund at this time. All of the monies are rolling to the fund balance. So we can move to the different areas. If we can go to the airport is our first area. The airport's projects are all grant funded. So you will not see any actual projects programmed in the airport fund at the present time. Each department turned in a 5-year capital improvement plan. So if we're looking at the airport, this is their 5-year plan. You'll see that all of their projects at the present time are unfunded. And that, again, is due to those being grant projects. So if all of the grants come in as expected in fiscal year 13, the airport will have $5.9 million in projects. Those projects may come on at kind of odd times related to our budget cycle, because their funding comes from the feds as well as the state, so their fiscal years run on different years than ours. So you may see some of the fiscal year 13 projects come on in July for us because that's when they're funded. So council will see those as they become available. Does council have any questions on any of the particular projects for airport? I believe Matt Grove is here. If you had any particular questions.
I have a question. Matt. It's $9.5 million for construct taxiway C.
Yes.
What is that?
It's on the west side of the airport.
Okay.
That would open up the west side for aviation development. And that's okay. That's the full length taxiway price.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a lot of asphalt.
7,400 feet of linear taxiway.
Okay. All right. So that would help us develop the airport and have that taxiway over on the other side of where it currently is. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Thanks.
Mr. McCloud.
Matt, on the terminal grant or project, that hinges on Fresh Farms, is that
correct?
At the present time. Where exactly would the terminal upgrade go? Would it go to the Landmark building or the other one next door?
Well, you know, we're airport board on that, and we have a couple options. We could locate it on the west side with an attached apron. We could replace our existing terminal.
There's
jury's
been no
still
designation.
Out on the location.
Yeah, there's been no designation at this time.
Correct.
Just ideas. Okay. That's just curious.
Any other questions for Mr. Brown? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next area is development services. And under development services, we have a few projects that are showing as unfunded. And then we have three projects that are showing as funded. And I do want to let council know that in cases where projects would run multiple years, like there were, you know, two phases of a project, before we funded it in 13, we ensured that there would be enough money gathered in 13 to roll to 14 to pay for, you know, the second phase of the project. So we did do that cross-reference as well. So any project that you see funded in fiscal year 13, we anticipate having the future dollars available to fund the secondary phases. So any project that we felt we would not have the funding available in the ensuing fiscal year, we did not fund it in 13 if we knew we were not able to fund the second phase in 14.
So on American Fresh Farms at $3.375 million, we're not carrying that forward to 2013?
Well, we would, but that's not a new project. That's a prior year project,
right, okay.
So it would not show in FY13's plan.
So if they get their financing done this year, that's still ready to go, right, as far as that money?
Correct.
Concerned.
All projects in the current year are bought and paid for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And if the project does not complete or if there's an extension of some kind, we would then carry forward those dollars. We do not unencumber the dollars until a project is actually canceled. So say we decided we weren't going to do that and we were going to have a different company, then we would unencumber those funds to make them available for an alternate use.
All right.
And if council has any specific questions to these projects, Mr. Mondale is available.
Ms. Rich.
Cindy, why is the parking garage in there for 2013?
It is unfunded. The parking garage is not funded.
Okay.
Councilwoman Rich, the city council asked staff to begin reaching out to our partners and stakeholders in the downtown, North Mag, Midtown areas, and begin gaining a better understanding for what that area truly desires. You know, is it a parking garage? Is it something else? If it is a parking garage, where should it go? How big should it be? To make sure that whatever we do out there is truly reflective of the central business district's needs.
I don't have, you know, a problem with reaching out to those folks and doing that. However, we spent approximately $380,000 on two different studies, $180,000 on doing the master plan a number of years ago. We will spend $2 million on the 2035 vision plan that incorporates that master plan for the downtown, which calls for where the garages are located. So, I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, that was actually a council request to have staff reach out, do some footwork, make sure that we have a true understanding of what the central business district stakeholders want, and then return and report back.
Well, ultimately it'll be our decision, but if we get the information from the study, we get the information from the people that are downtown, and then right. That help, just the more information will help us mm-hmm. make the decision ultimately.
Yeah, and that's what those two studies that we paid $380,000 did, was get sure. everybody to weigh in and decide what mm-hmm. they wanted, where they wanted it. The $2 million we'll spend on the 2035 vision plan, you know, did that. We incorporated the master plan for the downtown in that. And I guess, you know, at some point in time, you know, pull the trigger.
Yeah, exactly. And I think whatever decision council make, it will be a good decision because it's going to be based upon a lot of information.
Okay, that's fine.
Did I ever mention before that I don't like studies?
You have mentioned that.
$380,000 worth of studying. I just thought I'd do a Council Manolan chime in there. That was it.
I've told you, I got to keep my mouth shut for a couple meetings. These things are getting expensive for me.
Thank you.
Okay. The next functional area is electric. From a funding perspective, we don't have any challenges as it relates to electric and their capital program. You know, in some of the other areas, we had funding challenges related to the CRA, which is, you know, the parking garage, and some other areas. But electric still has ample bond proceeds remaining to fund their projects. So we don't have any unfunded projects in the electric area. And I believe Mr. Roos is here if you have questions related to electric. The next area is engineering. We did some pruning, if you will, of the engineering projects. We looked across the projects that we had on the table, and so all the projects are funded. We don't have any unfunded projects at this time. We were able to reevaluate some of the costs for the projects and kind of have them come in line with what the available dollars were. Engineering projects tend to span multiple lines of service. Oftentimes when you have a road, you're also going to have, you know, electric, a water and sewer, some other element. So all of those are incorporated. Engineering has some funding challenges. The most notable funding challenge is with our annual citywide resurfacing program. You'll notice a decline in the amount of money that we are putting towards the resurfacing program. That is mainly to be able to have some of the other projects that are of a priority to continue to keep those funded. We do have the ability to garner some grant funding for some different projects that are coming up for engineering, so it is not all funded. The ones that you see that have an asterisk next to them do have some grant funding associated with them, so they are not all city funded. And Mr. Stevens is available if you have any questions related to the engineering projects.
I have a question regarding this resurfacing sidewalk program. That the cut that you mentioned, how does that affect us sort of on the ground? Like, you know, last year we were able to resurface how many? I mean, is this going to sort of affect, be detrimental to the city as a whole that we're not resurfacing, that, you know, that we're not able to kind of keep that going?
Correct. And I would invite Mr. Stevens to come speak to that.
That'd be great. Did you understand what I was?
Bill Stevens, city engineer. The cuts in the program will just further extrapolate it out further. We just won't get as much done each year.
Right.
Until the revenue comes back up, then we can resume what we were doing before.
So are we cutting, like, you know, before we were doing 100 miles, now we're doing 75? You know, how does that sort of translate on the ground? You see what I'm saying?
As far as mileage?
Or any measurement that you use.
As far as quantifying it,
yeah.
Probably doing, just off the top of my head, probably anywhere between a half mile and mile and a half less, because it's not a direct one-to-one ratio. It depends on the cure, whether we just resurface or whether we completely redo the road.
Okay.
Right now, the roads we're doing are what we call blending, where you're tearing up the base, putting it back down, more asphalt. And that's quite expensive. Mm-hmm. Once we get out of the bad roads, we could do more with just resurfacing.
Okay.
Susan. Ms. Rich. How do you choose the roads that you're resurfacing?
Field
is
inspection.
Is it the ones that's in the worst shape, or
mm-hmm.
do you go by quadrants, or what are you doing?
No, we do it citywide now. We have one person who goes out and drives the entire city, evaluates it, and we do the top on down, get as much as we can do.
Thank you.
Okay, our next area is facilities maintenance. Facilities maintenance is, the program is pared down a little bit from what it is in the current year. If council will recall, facilities maintenance, fleet, and IT are all paid out of our renewal and replacement fund, which is fund number 586, if you're looking at your spreadsheet. Council had made the election a couple fiscal years ago to split that money three ways. It's 20% for fleet, 20% for IT, and 60% for fleet, 20% for facilities, 20% for IT. We have not been funding the replacement fund. The balance in that fund was substantial, so we've been able to get away several fiscal years without having to add any additional dollars to the fund. Chris Dobbs has done a great job of changing up some of the parameters of how we replace our fleet and what we do with our buildings to ensure that that money has lasted. So you will see in fiscal year 13 that we do not have any additional funding programmed for the fund, and we still have a rather healthy balance in that fund. Facilities is responsible for all of the buildings in the city. So that's why you'll see their projects listed out by area. Those are the different areas that they are going to be doing work at. So if there's any questions in particular to the projects, Chris Dobbs can speak to those.
Any questions?
Okay, the next area is fleet management. And one thing council will notice is we are not replacing any vehicles in fiscal year 13. We have some new parameters that were put in place last year as far as maintenance, life of the vehicle. So our vehicles are extending, so we're not buying new vehicles as often. So in fiscal year 13, the only thing we have programmed right now is to buy a couple of new pumps for Public Works. The ones we have are getting a workout lately. So we will be ensuring that Public Works has the pumps that are necessary to continue in their good work.
Mr. McLeod.
Yeah. If we have to buy, I should know this answer, but I don't. If we have to buy that golf course equipment, Where'd that come from?
Yes, that, it comes out of this fund, that is correct, and we have adequate fund balance to do that.
Okay, so it's...
Yes, that would, yes, we have money for that.
It's accounted for, okay.
Correct. It's not showing in the plan because that decision has not actually been made by council, but should council elect to make that purchase, we do have the funds available for that.
Okay.
Could you back up to that other, I was just thinking about what you were saying on that last screen about replacement monies that we're setting aside. Did I understand you to say we're not doing that any longer?
Well, we have not been funding the replacement fund. The fund balance in the replacement fund has been healthy enough to get us through the last several fiscal years. At the end of fiscal year 13, with what we have programmed to purchase, we'll still have $6.3 million available in that fund. So at this time, mostly due to budget constraints, we have not had the ability to fund that fund.
Okay, but we've got $6.3 million
in
there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are we doing with that? I mean, you're saying we're not, it's going to be to replace equipment?
Yes, that's what it is
but
for.
We're just not currently funded?
We're not going to be adding to that fund balance.
And what were we setting, what amount were we setting aside on an annual basis for that?
It varied from year to year depending on what the replacements are. We're on a rolling replacement, so depending on what vehicles were being purchased, how much was being drained out, we had to replenish
kind of
it.
Average, what was it?
It is not an average. It varies every single year.
What was it last year?
It was not. For this will be the fourth year in a row that we have not put in any money.
What was it the last time we funded it?
I would have to go look that up.
We'll get that information for you.
Yeah, we can get that for you.
I'm just curious how much we were setting aside on that, and you're saying we haven't set aside any money in four years.
Four years ago, the city was setting aside, obviously, a large sums of money in that fund for it to accrue to such a large balance.
Right.
Because of the size of that balance, we've been fortunate not have to continue to fund that, particularly with the general fund being in the situation that it's in.
Right.
It was treated like an allocation in the past. So, like, say police needed $100,000 worth of cars, they put in $100,000.
Sure.
So it was not based on, you know, a smoothing or an average that every year you put in so much money, which is what we would prefer to get to when we start to fund it again, that we will have some formula that it is based on so that when the other funds have to put in that money, they can predict it and have it in their budget and it doesn't spike up and down.
Yeah, and there was a formula that you used, and I guess depending on what piece of equipment it was, car, et cetera, the life of it is going to be X, and the amount of maintenance was X, and we're going to have to set aside X to replace it in a certain period of time. I was just kind of wondering what that number was on average.
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
we can get that to you.
But I understand what you're saying now. We've got plenty of money to, we don't need to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, our next area is information technology. And this is also funded out of the renewal replacement fund. And IT also purchases for the entire city, so you will see their projects, if you will, listed out by area, the different area that they're purchasing computer equipment for. And we have a listing of what those particular purchases are down in the little bottom box. So if there's any specific questions, I believe we have IT present to speak to those.
How are these determinations made? Which pieces of equipment need to be replaced?
I think someone from IT is here. Yep, yes, Jeanette's here, she'll speak to that.
Hi. I'm sorry, the question was, how is the determination made?
How do you determine which pieces of equipment need to be replaced? And
we look at several things. We used to look at the age and the technology needed by that equipment, but now, of course, we look at the age. We try to extend the life. We look at the upcoming projects. We look at the technology changes and requirements. We just roll all that in.
Okay. And so for the police department, was that, did you look at that, or were that was submitted by the police department?
The initial requests are looked at in tandem, and then we look at it again, especially this year. Mm-hmm. We look at how we can extend the life of some hardware. Some cannot be because of the technology. So the police in particular, we went back and forth and bartered to an agreement.
Okay.
But we did go through the numbers.
But so that is a result basically of their request, and then you all sort of negotiating from that point?
Absolutely.
That's a big chunk of the total. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions? Thank you.
The next area is Public Works. And Public Works does not have any funding challenges at the present time. So they are funded. This is actually Public Works Stormwater. So again, this is one of those funds where they operate and do capital out of the same fund. So we take great care to make sure that they have enough operating cash so that they can get by and fund their replacement and their ongoing needs of keeping the system up as well. And Ms. Lanier is here to speak to the projects if you have particular questions.
Any questions? Thank you.
Our next area is Recreation and Parks. Under Recreation and Parks, we do have a couple of projects that are unfunded, specifically Tuscola and the American Legion renovation and addition. The Tuscola master plan is forthcoming, so we elected to wait until that plan is complete before we budget any funds. At the present time, we don't have a funding source identified for the Tuscola Park improvements. So that remains unfunded, but the other projects are funded appropriately. And I believe Ms. Cameron may speak to this. Kathy is actually on vacation right now. She's in overseas. Her son is playing varsity baseball in Prague, I believe it is. Hmm. We're all a little jealous.
Representing the city. Are there any questions, Recreation and Parks?
Okay, our next area is telecommunications. And telecom is another one of those areas that operates and does capital out of their operating fund. So we also take care to ensure that they have ample operating cash. And they do not have any funding challenges. Their fund is healthy. Our next area is water and sewer. And we do not have any operating or challenges or any funding challenges in water and sewer. Water and sewer has a construction fund, and they also have ample bond funds available. So all of their projects are funded. The asterisks that you see there, next to item number 4, the Ocala Meadows project, about $1 million of that project is funded by the county. So that is not full city dollars. $385,000 is what's funded by the city. Okay. And if we have any questions, Mr. Halcombe is here. He can speak to the specific projects.
Any questions? Water and sewer. Thank you.
Okay. Well, those are all the projects that are included in the capital improvement plan. And again, they are all funded within the guidelines. So those are the projects that you will see incorporated into the actual budget document when we bring that forward. And we don't anticipate any issues. If council does have any questions, you know, after the workshop, if you would like to see a different project funded, or if you have questions about a project, you know, please let me know. And I will just remind council that if there's any additions, if there are CIP additions, we would have to find a project that would need to be removed of equal dollar value, because we are at capacity at the present time. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Are there any public comments on anything that's been presented here today? See none? Anything further from council? Comments, questions?
I have just a couple of items.
Okay.
I'd like to refer to your reminders for June 26th. I want to note just a couple of items. If you recall, we canceled the July 3rd city council meeting. And so that has actually been pushed back a week to July 10th and combined with that day's work meeting. The time change is at 3 o'clock for the work meeting, and then the special meeting will start just as soon as that work meeting ends, okay? The work meeting will be fairly lengthy, as it will be dedicated to discussing the general fund, okay? I've asked staff to try to keep that July 10th special meeting agenda fairly light, so that we can focus primarily upon the work meeting's discussion, of course, the general fund. And then, of course, we've also got the July 17th regular meeting, which will proceed forward. I will have a special guest at that meeting, David Harwood, who's going to present to you the metrics to the city's strategic plan. We'll spend a little bit of time going over that at that particular meeting. Are there any questions regarding the meeting changes that will be taking place in the early part of July? I will also note we have a work meeting July 16th, so we'll have 2 days of meetings. The July 16th meeting is a work meeting, and it's going to be dedicated to the continued discussion of the General Employees Pension Fund reform. And we'll have both Jen Lin and Jim Rizzo here to continue that discussion. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. There's nothing further. We're adjourned. Yeah. Okay. I just was asking if it was such a big part of it.